What I want to do today is I want to look at a variety of ethical traps or problems that lawyers can get into, whether they're representing owners or contractors or subcontractors or design professionals. Some of these issues that I'm about to raise deal with everybody. Some of them deal particularly or more particularly with one class of lawyer than another. They're in no particular order. But before I get to the PowerPoint, where I posit some hypotheticals and talk about some of the issues that arise from an ethics standpoint, I want to make some kind of beginning observations, some of which deal with sort of general advice, and then some of which deal with your fee contracts or retention agreements. So let's begin with some general observations. The first is, it's truly shocking to me how many lawyers don't read the Texas Disciplinary Rules of Professional Conduct. Since I'm kind of an ethics practitioner, I was the dean of the Texas Center for Legal Ethics and Professionalism for a couple of years earlier in this decade, and was kind of the state bar ethics education guru for a while. And because of that, and because I'm asked to do these kind of presentations, I do some grievance defense and ethics counseling type legal work. And what I find, it's really easy work to do to some extent, because what I find is lawyers call me all the time, and I'm talking about extremely talented, very intelligent lawyers who just don't know the rules. And so they call you up and say, can I do this? And I always say, well, you know, you need to go read Rule 1.08, and you'll be able to tell. So the first piece of advice I would give you is take your little West rule book or get a printout of the Texas Disciplinary Rules of Professional Conduct. Put it on top of the storage tank in your toilet. And just, you know, when you're there and you don't have a lot of time or you have a little bit of time, 5 to 10 minutes, you know, read some of the rules.